It's Sunday morning, time for the great outdoors with Charlie Potter, brought to you by the all-new Chevy Silverado and ChevyDriveChicago.com on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
They have a major constituent base to deal with, and that is the American rancher, which runs cattle and sheep on hundreds of millions of acres of the American West. And the BLM's ideas for recreational use are at odds with the use of cattlemen and sheep raisers and cattle grazing. So sounds like the BLM has their hands full, and they do, and that's before we even start the season of talking about the U.S. Forest Service, which will be next as we move into the summer and fires. But the two biggest federal land managers in the American West, the Bureau of Land Management and the U.S. Forest Service, and certainly all of those of you listening in Wisconsin and Michigan and northern Minnesota, are well familiar with the U.S. Forest Service. In Illinois, again, we only have the Shawnee National Forest. That's it. We're not so familiar with it. But there is going to be coming a firestorm again this year, as the American West, and perhaps as happened last year with big fires across Canada. You may recall the smoke and the terrible air conditions in New York City and in Washington, D.C., and Boston. Well, that sure got the attention of people, but it got the attention of people because of the smoke, which is the result of the U.S. Forest Service management of so much land. And in the case of last year's fires, the terrible droughts in Canada, which, by the way, are still ongoing. I'll talk more about it next week as we move into the beginning of the prime breeding season for birds. But we are looking at an absolutely horrible, horrible situation for water across much of the U.S. and Canadian prairie wetlands region. How about shifting, which I'm going to do now, from federal agencies in the U.S. all the way around, halfway around the world, if not more, to Australia. Australia has a very interesting problem. I may not get through this before the break in entirety, but if I do, I will come back if I can't finish it. But Australia has a problem, and we've talked about this in the past, but it's gotten much worse. The headline is, cats are just catastrophic. Feral cats are taking an unprecedented heavy toll on the world's wildlife, especially down under. The solution? Well, you're going to hear about it now. It's to do with smarter traps, sharpshooters, survival camp for prey species, and something called the Filixer. So we've talked a lot on the air. We've had Dr. Stan Garrett of The Ohio State University on the air talking about his research on feral cats, his research on urban cat colonies. And at some point, we should touch base with him again on urban cat colonies, that absolutely unbelievable idea that we will inoculate cats, sterilize cats, give them shots so they don't carry diseases, and then have individuals be cat caregivers in urban areas where they might be feeding up to 50 or more cats. Of course, those cats just go out all day long and eat every bird in sight. Well, in Australia, cats are not native. They were brought over with the settlement of Australia, and they have no predators in Australia of any kind, at least in America. You've got urban coyotes that will definitely prey on cats. Some areas of the country have wolves, you have eagles, you have things that might prey on cats. But there is absolutely nothing in Australia, and I'm quoting, they have invaded nearly every corner of the country, and they are laying waste for the tiny and threatened marsupials that live throughout the arid region of Australia, plus other small animals. They have tried everything they can to stop the cats in Australia from eating every prey species that they can find, and it's not working. The feral cats, which you can have a household cat and it gets out and it goes wild and it has a litter, well, that's a feral cat. They have no idea, absolutely no idea how many feral cats there are in Australia, but the quote is, they are taking, and I quote, an enormous toll on Australia's wildlife, and they pose an especially acute threat where there are no native feline species but Australia is home to a menagerie of slow-to-reproduce, snack-sized mammals. So Australia has a different landscape than we do. They have different animals than we do, but the marsupials of Australia are in horrible shape. When I come back from the break, I'm going to talk about a few things that are being done in Australia to try to deal with the cats, which are interesting, and maybe they will have a application to us in the United States as we try to deal with cats that are wiping out bird populations at a level that's unprecedented, and probably a large reason, as Cornell reports, that we've lost several billion birds in the last 50 years. But the primary prey animals for cats in Australia are something called the bilbilies and something called the bittongs, who are both marsupials. I'll be back in just a moment with the story of how Australia is trying to save these last species from extinction before feral cats eat them all. You are listening to Charlie Potter on the Outdoor Voice of Chicago and America, 720 WGN, and first a message from our longtime sponsor, the Northwest Indiana and Chicagoland Chevrolet dealers.
Hiking, camping, and hunting, it's all an adventure in the great outdoors, but nature can be tough. You need to be ready for anything and everything. Chevy Silverado is built to handle the toughest conditions and get you everywhere you want to go worry-free. Silverado's designed to handle the big jobs. It's built for the great outdoors. With over 13,000 pounds of towing capacity and trailering sway control, Silverado can haul the biggest loads on the roughest roads and keep you cool as a Sunday drive. With 8 available cameras and up to 14 different views, it can spot trouble before it gets to you. That's peace of mind. And when you're ready for the backcountry, Chevy Silverado 1500 ZR2 owns the off-road. You name it, we run over it. No wonder it's Motor Trend's 2023 four-wheeler pickup truck of the year. So see your Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana Chevy dealer or go to ChevyDriveChicago.com and check out a Chevy Silverado. It's freedom to explore the great outdoors.
It's Charlie Potter and the Great Outdoors on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Welcome back to the Great Outdoors Show. Charlie Potter, your host here on WGN Radio. And if you've been with me, you know I'm swinging into what Australia is doing about feral cats. And if you're just joining me, go to the podcast after the show and listen to the problem in Australia, and you can pick it up right now. So Australia has something called the Arid Recovery Reserve, and it is in the interior of the vast, it's in the desert interior of Australia's vast deserts. And this is where the marsupials that I mentioned a moment ago live in the greatest numbers that are left, and they're called bilbies and bittongs. And what they are doing is, first of all, they're trying to build a better cat trap, something that catches feral cats, but they have found that it is incredibly difficult to catch cats in these traps. They're just way too smart. So that is not working. They have tried releasing the bittongs and bilbies in the areas of the habitat where there aren't as many feral cats. The next thing that happens is there appears to be more feral cats, because the feral cats find them and they reproduce more because they have more food. That's not working. They are using poison bait and sharpshooters to keep the cat population low. And I'm quoting here, but the outcome is always the same. A lot of dead bilbies and bittongs and just as many cats. Because it seems to be the feral cats are producing at such a rate as they are across the world, and especially in North America and America, that they can't be shot out. They can't be poisoned out. So they've come up with a rather remarkable new solution. They hope it's a solution. And that is something that if it works, it's likely to go around the world. And that being, cats keep themselves clean. The one thing that cats do more than anything else, as we who've been around cats in your house know, they are incestuous about keeping themselves clean, constantly licking themselves. So what is Australia coming up with? They are coming up with a spray that when cats walk by it, sprays them It hits their coat, no big deal. But then when the cat licks itself clean, what is in that spray is a toxin that kills the cats. And all of you who enjoy having cats and love cats are probably screaming at your radio right now and screaming at me. I'm just reporting the news here. But they have created a way with lasers and sensors to have this spray go off when the cats walk by. And so they have found the trails that cats most frequently use. And when they pass on these trails, just think of a deer trail or raccoons, everything, all animals use trails on the ground. It's, if you think about flying in the air and you look down, you'll see trails where the deer have walked. In the west, you'll see trail where antelope and elk, they all follow trails. Cats do the same thing. And so they are also setting up bait stations where they're having a terrible time getting the cats to eat the bait or to go into traps. But the smell of the bait is enough to attract the cats. So they walk towards the bait, and when they get close to the bait, they get sprayed. And then the spray turns, which is a powder. When they lick it off, it's fatal for them. Australia is literally throwing everything they have at this problem because they're going to end up with endangered species across Australia if they can't stop it. And it's going to be the small marsupials who are part of the landscape in Australia since the beginning of time that are going to be the first to go. In just a couple minutes I have left, I want to switch to talking about turkeys. It's turkey season in Illinois. It's turkey season across the Midwest, the South, the West. And a lot of people are saying, where are the turkeys? In Illinois, it appears to have been a decent turkey season so far. But throughout the rest of America, turkeys, as I mentioned before, something is going on. We don't understand what it is, but they are very much on the decline. You may have heard this past week about the terrible tornadoes that came through Nebraska and Kansas. Nebraska and Kansas and the hardwood bottoms of all those creeks and rivers and the cottonwoods have been areas where turkeys have just exploded over the past 40 to 50 years. Many of those areas now have very few turkeys. Commercial turkey hunting guides in Kansas and Colorado and Nebraska and Wyoming have all closed down or have severely limited the number of hunters that can come because they don't have any turkeys. Across the